Hello from your face. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan, Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is Ezra Chapter 5, and as you just started with the word of prayer. Good, mighty, loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for your gift of life. I want to thank you for your gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father, while we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done, in what we have failed to do. We pray that may you forgive us, may you send in your Holy Spirit to come and guide us, to come and be with us, Father. May you go in your blessing us and protecting us, all those who are sick, all those who are in pain always, all those who are in distress, Almighty Father, put them into your hands, that you, O Lord, may look through into their hearts and grant them rest, grant them success, and grant them prosperity. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to today's Wonder Chapter 13, his letter to Darius. Now Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the prophet, a descendant of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the Lord God of Israel, who was over them. Then Zerubbabel son of Shealtiel and Joshua son of Jozadak set to work to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem, and the prophets of the Lord were with them, supporting them. At that time, Zetaniah, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shelter Bosnay and their associates went and asked them, "Who authorized you to rebuild this temple and finish it?" They also asked, "What are the names of those who are constructing this building?" But the eye of God was watching over the elders of Jews, and they were not stopped until a report could go to Darius and his written reply to be received. This copy of the letter that Tatania, governor of the Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar Bosnia and their associates, the officials of Trans-Euphrates, sent to King Darius. The report they sent to him reads as follows. To King Darius, cordial greetings. The king should know that we went to the district of Judah, to the temple of the great God. The people are building it with large stones and replacing the timbers in the walls. The work is being carried on with diligence and is making rapid progress under their direction. We questioned them, the elders, and asked them, "Who authorized you to rebuild this temple and to finish it?" We also asked their names so that we could write down the names of the leaders for your information. This is the answer they gave. "We are the servants of God of heaven and earth, and we're rebuilding the temple that was built many years ago, one that a great king of Israel built and finished. But because our ancestors angered the Lord of heaven, he gave them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar the Chaldean, king of Babylon, who destroyed this temple and deported the people to Babylon. However, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Babylon, King Cyrus issued a decree to rebuild this house of God. He even removed from the temple of Babylon the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem and brought them to the temple in Babylon. Then King Cyrus gave them a man named Sheshbazzar, who he had appointed governor, and he told him, 'Take these articles and go and deposit them in the temple in Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God on site.' So this Sheshbazzar came and laid the foundation of the house of God. From that day to the present, it has been under construction, but not yet finished. Now, if it pleases the king, let a search be made in the royal archives of Babylon to see if King Cyrus did in fact issue a decree to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem. Then let the king send us his decision in this matter." And this is where our Wonder Chapter for today ends. What message do we see? There are just two brief things that I wanted us to share. And the first one comes from verse 5. What does verse 5 say? Verse 5 says, "But the eye of their God was watching over the elders of the Jews, and they were not stopped until a report could go to Darius and his reply be received." Amen. We see these people struggling. They're giving it their best. They're giving it their all to rebuild the temple of the Lord. But in the same way how they were putting, if there were some people who were against them, there were some people who were trying to disrupt them, to stop them They had other ulterior motives. And these people were doing their best to an extent that at some point, construction was stopped. But because these people had the courage, they had the grace, and they knew the Lord that they served, and they knew that the Lord was always watching them, they decided enough is enough. Let us continue and finish building this temple. Let's continue and finish building this temple. And the Bible tells us that the eye of their God was watching them. Amen. As they were going through all these, you know, sometimes when we're going through trouble, we'd be like, oh my God, God has forsaken us, A, B, C. We get reason after reason after reason. But the Bible is telling us that God's eye was on them. As much as they were going through all this, the Lord did not at any point forsake them. And that's the courage we as Christians ought to build. That no matter what we are going through, the Lord is always watching. And when the time comes, He's going to come and be our support. And the other message that I wanted us to pick from verse 15. And He told him, take these articles and go and deposit them in the temple in Jerusalem and rebuild the house of God on site. Our God is a miracle worker. How? We see that at a point they had stopped constructing this temple. Amen. But now look, they are giving resources. They are providing resources for the construction of this temple. He is a provider. The Lord had told these people, you know what? Construct my temple. These people barely had resources. But because it's the Lord who had told them, because it's the Lord who had spoken, they said He will provide. And indeed the Lord will provide. There is no battle that the Lord will send you and He fails to equip you for that battle. None. He always and always will give you the resources that you need to fight any war that He sends you. All you have to do is be patient. Be patient. And you let the word shock you. And that's what I had for you today. If you have some free time, get some free time. Read Ezra chapter 6. What do you understand? What do you get? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com. Or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithalan. We really love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Lord, God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I thank you for the gift of provision. I thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our sins, in our thoughts, and what we have done and what we have failed to do. We pray that may you forgive us and make your new protecting us, shield us and guide us under the mantle of your grace. And we know that at the end of the day, you'll always be there for us, Father. All the times that you have doubted you, Father, all the times that you have succumbed to the external pressure that has stopped us from pursuing your will, may you please forgive us as we come back to humble ourselves before you. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.